There's a new name in the San Joaquin Valley's music scene. For the first time in decades, the Bakersfield Symphony has a new conductor and music director, 31-year-old Stylian Kirov. He is leading the orchestra in its first concert coming up later in October, October 3rd, in fact, as the orchestra begins its 2015-2016 season with a concert featuring Van Cliburn Crystal Award-winning pianist Sean Chen. Mr. Kirov joins us now on Valley Edition. Stylian, Maestro Kirov, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the San Joaquin Valley. You were here last year to perform with the orchestra, to lead the orchestra in a was one of many guest conductors throughout the 2014-2015 season. What was your experience like in Bakersfield and working with the orchestra on that occasion last fall?
Sure. Actually, it was almost exactly 1 year ago. And I had a wonderful experience. It was one of these experiences when you know that the place where you are is right for you. I felt immediate great connection with the musicians and making music together, making magic together, you know. And this was really the first time we connected, and I felt at home. And this really inspired me, obviously, to continue this relationship, and I felt very lucky to be selected as the next music director.
Well, we're certainly very excited to have you here in the community and sharing your gift with all of us in the audience and music lovers across Central California. Tell us a little more about you personally. You're from Bulgaria originally, as I understand it. Tell us about how you wound up at Juilliard and wound up pursuing this path as a conductor.
Sure, yes. I was born in Bulgaria and I grew up in Bulgaria. And then later on, I was playing piano, actually, and oboe as well. Later on, I took some violin lessons, but as I like to say, and I'm joking, but it's not a joke, I was just bothering my neighbors with my violin playing. But I wanted to have a better understanding of many different instruments from the orchestra. And when I was a young kid, I was very inspired by the different colors of the orchestra, and I also really, really love working with people. And this was my main inspiration of becoming a conductor. Of course, it is a long path, and I'm very glad that I followed it step by step. I started as an instrumentalist, as a pianist. I played oboe in an orchestra when I was younger, then I moved to France. I studied conducting there and piano as well. And then from France, I applied to the Juilliard School. And I was lucky enough to be accepted and graduated, studied with Maestro James de Priest. And after you graduate, actually, it's an interesting path. I was a freelance musician in New York because you want to make music and you also have to make a living. And this was really, really a great experience. I think it was very enriching, doing different types of music, teaching music, and really all these different aspects of being a musician of today. And then a few months after I graduated, I won a job in Memphis. I became the assistant and later associate conductor of the Memphis Symphony and also music director for the Memphis Youth Symphony. And from there, I spent 2 years in Memphis, and this is, I can say, I really made my first steps in the professional world, conducting a very good number of concerts and being in a role of staff conductor in a professional orchestra. And then I was selected to be the assistant and later associate conductor of the Seattle Symphony, where I spent 3 years, and I had a wonderful time. Seattle is really like a family to me, I conducted nearly 70 concerts with them, which was also a fantastic experience. Different types of concerts, from educational concerts to subscription series, and all this, you know, it's a long path, but all this really forms you as who you are today. And of course, it never stops. we all keep growing as musicians, as artists, and this is what's really exciting about the part of being a musician.
A couple of years ago, you got the chance to also work as an assistant conductor to Bernard Haitink with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Was that intimidating, sharing the orchestra with such a renowned figure? What was that like?
Maestro Haitink is the most wonderful person and the most kind person you'll ever meet, so I was never really intimidated. Of course, for me it was very exciting because he is one of my my idols, as we say, and having him as a mentor was really a great honor. But he really made sure that I feel at home, and we had conversations with him and Emmanuel Axe, who was the soloist for this program. And I was really impressed by the way Maestro Haitink presented each performance in a different and yet very organic and natural way. So for the time I was there, I heard maybe three or four different interpretations of he did Bruckner's Fourth Symphony. And every single one was different and yet genius. And being around this caliber of musician and having this type of musician as a mentor is huge privilege, and I felt very, very lucky.
If you just joined us on Valley Edition, we're talking with Maestro Stylian Kirov, the new music director and conductor of the Bakersfield Symphony, just the sixth person to hold that title in the orchestra's 83-year history. He makes his official debut in that capacity coming up in October with the orchestra in a concert that takes place on Saturday, October 3rd, which also features Van Cliburn Crystal Award-winning pianist Sean Chen. I want to ask you about that concert in a bit. You mentioned, though, Bernard Haitink as someone who you've looked up to. Who are some of the other conductors that really inspired you, and what do you think it is about their work and their approach to music that really captured your interest and imagination?
I have a lot of people who I look up to, of course. I had the opportunity to work with Kurt Mazur as well, and I have covered for many, many great conductors like Stefan Denev, Christoph von Duchniani, Raphael Frubeck de Burgos, who I had to replace actually in Seattle, and this was intimidating, I can tell you, because stepping in for such a big conductor, of course, it's always a big challenge. But what I was always inspired from is looking to somebody who is totally devoted to music. And by saying this, it sounds obvious, but what I mean actually is that in their music making, all these great masters, it's only about the music. It's not personal even so much. Obviously, as musicians, we have our personal element. But for them, the main goal is to achieve the most emotionally rewarding performance. And this is a very general statement, of course, but I think that every great master has this. And as a young conductor, as a young artist, I always look for this element in music making. And, of course, you're able to, I don't want to say to steal, but to collect a lot of information, of course, and a lot of interpretational advices that you observe. And this is part of growing up. But, of course, nobody is the same. And all this baggage of experience is very useful, but you also have to be aware as an artist that you can collect all this, and then you have to make it yours. You have to think about it. You have to live through it. And, of course, when we perform a piece for a second, for a third, for a fourth, for a tenth time, you always go deeper into the music and you discover new things for yourself and for what the composer really meant.
So now let's move on to the Bakersfield Symphony. What is your vision for the orchestra? What are your goals, your vision for where things are headed?
Sure. As an artistic leader, you obviously look to increase the artistic quality, also for the orchestra to grow and really to bring the orchestra to the next level. As you know, I'm just starting here. So I think what's very important, though, is to know what has been done in the past and what the orchestra has built to this point. And knowing this, I think you have much better chance in successfully building the orchestra further. So in this first year, in a way, we have actually 7 new concerts, and this is increasing our number of concerts very significantly. My main vision, and what I think our mission is really for all of us, is to make sure that everybody feels welcome in the concert hall. And this, and by saying this, this also, of course, relates to programming. We were looking for diverse programs that everybody can relate to. And we are actually adding a new holiday show, Christmas concerts. We are having a Golden Classic series for the pure classical music lovers who can enjoy classical music in a little more intimate atmosphere. We are adding a John Williams concert, actually, the music of John Williams, tribute to John Williams. And we also are starting new series called Informal. We have one concert this year, actually, which has the goal to introduce contemporary music in an informal environment. And the idea of this is that everybody can really embrace new music while not feeling trapped in the concert hall. So we're looking for all these different projects, and I think that this will be really a direction that we will be going in the future as well. But again, having a plan is great because you have something to change, and we always need to be flexible and also meet the community needs and listen to our audiences as well.
Before we go, tell us about this concert that's coming up on October 3rd with guest artist Sean Chen.
Sure. It's our opening night concert, and we also selected quite a diverse program. We are performing, actually, we're opening the concert with Ruslan and Lyudmila's overture by Glinka. As you know, this is probably Glinka's best-known orchestral pieces, and it's full of the wonderful characters of the opera. You know, it tells the story of Lyudmila, who is abducted by the evil sorcerer Chernomor, and Ruslan and two other Princess Sweeter tried to actually to save her. So it's a magical fairy tale almost, and the overture shows this brilliant character of brilliant different characters of the opera. And then we will perform Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto. This is probably the most challenging piano concerto and also the most beautiful one. It was written for Rachmaninoff's tour in the United States, and it was premiered in the United States. And we have, of course, Sean Chen, who is a brilliant, brilliant pianist, who will join us for this concert. So I really cannot wait, actually, working with him. And we will be meeting this Friday before the concert. And we will finish the program with Brahms' Second Symphony. As you know, Brahms spent maybe 21 years, actually, to be close to precise, on his first symphony. And when you compose a piece, one symphony for 21 years, I'm pretty sure that you have more inspirations and materials to compose actually a couple of symphonies. But I think that the Second Symphony, which Poland consequently was composed in a very short time, yet this inspiration for 21 years for sure shows that the composer already had a pretty big baggage of material to express through his music. And so we will finish with Brahms' Second Symphony, which is, of course, one of the major masterpieces and really a symphony that has a huge connection to nature, and you can feel how the composer paints different images of nature through his writing.
The concert is coming up October 3rd. That's this weekend at the Rabobank Theater in Bakersfield It is the debut of conductor and music director Stylian Karov, and in those titles at least. He performed with the orchestra last year as a guest conductor, and now the sixth musical director in the history of the orchestra. We wish him the best as he leads the Bakersfield Symphony for, we hope, many years to come. Mr. Stylian Karov, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.